la W, una historia.
La historia es muy importante. Tenemos el honor de saludar a la subsecretaria de Estado para el Control de Armas y Seguridad Internacional. Ella se encuentra en Nueva York. Ella hizo parte de la reunión con el presidente Santos, con el secretario Kerry, con los diplomáticos de Noruega y la Unión Europea. Nuestra invitada negoció el acuerdo de desarme nuclear con Rusia. Trabajó como investigadora nuclear en el Departamento de Energía de los Estados Unidos y fue parte de la organización Carnegie para la Paz Mundial. Es un placer saludar a la secretaria Guttmüller, Rose Guttmüller. Y Mariana, la primera pregunta es, ¿qué nos puede contar del apoyo que recibiremos en el tema de las landmines, de las minas personales?
Mrs. Guttmüller, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Our first question to you is, can you please just tell us about the international support that Colombia is going to receive with its project to remove landmines from its territory?
Absolutely. We were thrilled yesterday that the results of this historic pledging conference were so terrific. The Global Demining Initiative Colombia Pledging Conference yielded $105 million in assistance to Colombia's demining efforts. And pledges also came in from a number of countries for direct assistance in development, training, and national capacity evolution and development, that is, for the mine clearance experts in Colombia. Of the $105 million, the United States pledged $36 million, and our Secretary of State, John Kerry, was there personally to present that. And Norway contributed an additional $22 million. Our co-sponsor of the event, and it was Foreign Minister Brende from Norway, pledged the $22 million. So everybody there, it was such a great conference. They all expressed their enthusiasm to take part in building a peaceful Colombia.
La señora Guttmüller está muy contenta con los resultados de ayer, porque se recaudaron en total unos 105 millones de dólares en asistencia. Los Estados Unidos dio de esos 105, 36 millones. Noruega se comprometió con 22. Y bueno, aparte de eso también hay mucha asistencia, no solamente con dinero, sino con entrenamiento a personal y con tecnología que pueden ayudar a liberar el territorio colombiano de las minas antipersonales.
La firma es el 26, el secretario Kerry estará en Colombia, Estados Unidos reitera una y otra vez el apoyo al proceso de paz. Los países que nos colaboran están pensando ya en el posconflicto, pero pues aún falta la votación de los colombianos. Quiero preguntarle a la subsecretaria en el Departamento de Estado qué tanto miran con preocupación, qué tanto piensan que sea una opción que gane el no y que ese proceso tan apoyado por Estados Unidos finalmente no salga adelante.
Mrs. Guttmüller, so you know, foreign countries, including the U.S., have expressed enormous support for the peace process. Secretary Kerry himself has expressed a lot of support. And the peace process will be signed on the 26th. However, on the 2nd of October, we have a referendum. How worried are you and the United States government about a possibility of a no result coming out of the referendum? And how would that affect all these efforts that you have made towards peace in Colombia?
You know, our entire focus has been on advancing the peace process in every way we can. And in fact, yesterday at this event here in New York, Secretary Kerry expressed his enthusiasm to travel to Cartagena to witness the signing of this historic accord between the Colombian government and the FARC. So we will do everything that we can to continue to support the peace process and bring it forward into active implementation, including in the demining arena. And I think that is where we will place our emphasis. The process that the Colombian people will go through to decide the referendum is a process for your domestic politics.
Hmm. Bueno, reitera ahí que el secretario de Estado John Kerry va a estar en la firma de la paz el 26 y que, bueno, el tema de votar sí o no a los acuerdos es un tema muy local, pero que ellos seguirán apoyando el proceso de paz independientemente del resultado con lo que puedan. Y el proceso de desminado es el mejor ejemplo de cómo seguir apoyando el proceso de paz, así salga sí o no, los colombianos votemos sí o no en el plebiscito.
Mariana, el Departamento de Estado de los Estados Unidos ha expresado su preocupación permanente sobre los cultivos de cocaína en nuestro país, de coca. Quiero que le pregunte a la subsecretaria Gottmüller si ella ha encontrado algún tipo de conexión entre el desminado que van a organizar y los lugares de sembrados de coca en el país.
The United States has expressed concern about the growing cocaine production in Colombia. So we'd like to know if have you seen any connection between cocaine plantations and the territories that you are about to demine, that you are working on demining?
That is an excellent question, and it was actually brought up yesterday among the leaders and ministers who were meeting there. And one of the core messages was that, in fact, it is so important to demine agricultural territory around Colombia so that farmers can return to growing legal crops, can return to growing agricultural crops, food to feed the Colombian population for export as well. You know, President Santos was there yesterday. We were so honored to have him there for the entire conference, and he commented that the international community must really assist the country, not only, you know, to clear the mines so that school children can walk to school avoiding landmines, but also to make possible wide-ranging agricultural use of the land, and in that way effectively to fight coca production. He also said, and this touched the entire audience, I would say, very much, all those participants, he also said it was necessary to restore compassion to a country in which nearly three generations has lived at war. So we were very honored, again, to have President Santos there, and that very topic was very much one that was discussed.
No, pues qué importante todo lo que dice la subsecretaria. Mariana, resumen.
Es, en sí, el desminado y los territorios en los que se ha producido la coca están muy fuertemente ligados, y precisamente hay que habilitarlos para que en el futuro se puedan producir otra clase de productos que pues sean legales.
¿A ella no le preocupa que si llegara en noviembre a haber un cambio político fuerte en los Estados Unidos, ella sabe a qué me refiero, toda esta ayuda de los Estados Unidos a Colombia se pueda interrumpir?
What about the possible political change that can come in November in the United States? All of these efforts, all of this help that has come from Colombia up until now, how do you feel about the fact that that might change in November?
Well, you know, we have a very consistent history here. I'm just checking some of my numbers. Since 1993, and this is in the landmine area alone, but since 1993, the United States has invested over $48 million to help clear Colombia of landmines and assist landmine victims. That's only in the landmine arena. My responsibility does not include the war on drugs, but I know that we have had a very wide-ranging investment back to the 1980s to help to advance the war on both drug production in Colombia, but also narco-trafficking. So these are consistent contributions that the United States has made to Colombia. I don't see that changing at all with a new administration coming in. The consistency of our support for your country is one that has historic roots and will continue.
Pues muchísimas gracias a la embajadora subsecretaria Rose Gottmüller por primero el apoyo a Colombia y por esta entrevista. Mrs. Gottmüller, thank you very much for your support to our country, and thank you very much for your time doing this interview. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure to talk to you.
Muchas gracias. Un placer hablar con nosotros. ¿Qué dijo al final sobre la posibilidad de que gane Trump? Aunque no le dijimos Trump.
No, pues ella dice que ella no ve, digamos, esta ayuda a cambiar con un cambio de gobierno. El cuento con Colombia es que hay una historia de apoyo, ya sea contra las, ya sea en respecto, digamos, a la guerra contra las drogas o el desminado, y sí han venido muchos años ayudándolos, y que eso no lo ve cambiando así llegue Trump al gobierno.